today. What is the difference between the poetry and the poetic's moments?
Poetry is written. And perhaps it's also, I don't know, it's these poetic moments are just coming and passing, and they can happen without any will, in a way. I mean, it's like I have the will to find something, but there is no will to find something special, like I'm this or that. So I'm searching and I find in between, and these things I try to keep and to unfold and to form into something new and to handle with, and then it's like balls which you play with and then they just drop away again, and things fall asleep, and later I wake them up again.
Okay, we continue our path to Maida. Maida, you speak very good English, so could you explain what you are doing, what your approach today or ever?
My approach today or ever, it's really... love, for sure, of course, it's the reason of life. But today I'm here because I remember maybe 2 or 3 years ago I met you and Stefan in Tavarna Rock. You came later. Yeah, it's true. Even before, but okay, we came together. Yeah, I'm smiling here, a friend said that I'm a happy person, that I would be so, I mean, I'm quite gloomy, I try to live, to make.
But explain a little bit about your...
My installation. Yeah, it is about translation. I called it, and because translation is something that it's it should be understandable. I put it in a square, and the dimensions of the square are telling a personal story which came from another work from years ago. The look it's also inside, of course.
It doesn't call dimensions in itself. Dimensions are probably from some previous story than Berlok. Berlok was one of Maida's concepts that we had at Circulatia 2.
Yeah, these two dimensions came from before. Actually, three.
But it's not this perfect, how it's called, perfect cut. I don't know, it's not 2/3, Zlatý rez.
Yeah, it's not exactly Zlatý rez, not the, you know, the Kurenov pit.
Yeah. So Kurenov pit is something very new in field of art. And it is much...
Yeah, because this 5, it's not, you know, it's a dimension, you know.
Everything is dimension. It's related to something if you make a story. It's a dimension which relates to some physical being, some more, I mean, I would say some more material.
I am a poet.
You are?
I am a poet.
A poet, huh? Real timer. try this translation. So here we are with two people, Bustian, who says hello, and he doesn't speak good English. Also part of Circulacja 2. Describe your system, please.
First, poetry is not words, poetry is sounds for the Anjin and
Anjelkovic.
Anjelkovic, yeah. This year is years of surface of event. Last year was the desert of Rim. In my works, I'm very interested for this, what is event, and when, where, and why is event. And I use TV screen for these questions. questions and okay, and this is answers. It's a very simple system, nothing so special. It's like a loop.
It's a feedback system, huh?
Yeah, it's feedback system with little this electrostatic electricity on the surface of TV. But now I have a problem with these two very quality microphones. Usually I use contact microphones. And I waiting event.
What you?
I waiting event.
Čakam dogodek.
Čaka dogodek. Boštjan čaka dogodek. Samo od sebe se ne bo zgodil. Ksenija. Ali je ono Ksenija, pismo. Je ono Ksenija, a? Ne, ne, quite alike, ja. I'm searching for you guys. Milan here. Ksenija, aha. Ksenija, you have to speak something in English. Lahko tudi po slovensko, no, če hočeš.
Kaj?
Kaj si predstavlja danes, oziroma kaj je tvoj bistven motiv v življenju in tako naprej?
To so nekaj zelo eksistencialno vprašanje. Ja, kolikorkoli smo neki polifoni subjekti v tej cirkulaciji, if I have to speak in English, I would say that Circulatio as such is a very polyphonic group of individuals based on very separate realities, but as such it functions, I think the thing that gathers us is sound, and the perspective has a lot of potential, and I think we still have a lot of options working together, and I think we have a nice future in front of us.
And how was your opening in Malgorica?
Well, that's still in front of me, and that's happening tomorrow, so I'm pretty nervous about that still.
Mare, you have been evading somehow, but now you're here, so what is actually your perspective? Luka mentioned, Luka Prinčić, the very good impression that this XLR event had on him, and he was expecting somehow to be repeated. But you're also somehow distanced from things in past probably, or have some perspective which is different. So let's hear you on this point.
hello Radio Helsinki, hello Europe. Marco speaking here from the original XLR and Ministry of Experiment, which nowadays is in fact XL Experiment. And I'm not at all distancing myself from the past, because XLR and Radio of Experiment, excuse me, Ministry of Experiment is as alive as always it was. But I do distance myself from the present, which, in fact, in return, is not distancing myself from the future. With this simple model, I would like to suggest that there is a certain symmetry between the future and the past that is not matching in the present.
That is not matching
in the present.
But in the future?
In the future, no. It's matching is in the present, which is simply not here, present. And this is the reason that I do refuse to collaborate, be nostalgic, or celebrate.
It is simply not
40 years of radio student.
This is the reason.
I think a radio student, in fact, already 20 years ago was a dead fish. I was hoping, or exactly by establishing this experiment, to have it, to have it alive, and to burn in hell. But unfortunately, it turned the other way around. So they had burned in hell by Ministry of Experimental in hell XLR. So what now? Let's see what the forthcoming crisis is going to bring us. Ministry of Experimental in hell XLR. This is my big hello to Radio Helsinki, dear friends of Radio Helsinki. I have to announce that I'm just going to Helsinki, which is real Helsinki, and it's not Radio Helsinki. It's Helsinki film. And we're gonna do all our best to bury you and to treat you as a good exorcist, to put the spears into your heart and to our best get you finally dead, so the future one day will finally start.
Put the spears into your heart, future actually is in the past, you know. Understanding is always dealing with things which are in the past. This is my experience.
Maybe now a little music,
you mean live music?
Some song, and then we'll go.
Did we scan all the people here? Not yet, I think so. Milan. Milan is. You speak English?
Slovensko.
Lahko. Lahko to slovensko. Milan je po mojem mnenju največji mojster trenutka. On je to zgodbo trenutka prevedel v filozofijo, ki ima verjetno praviti šči za vsem, kar se tebe dotika.
Hvala, Borut. Trenutki so sestavni del našega življenja in iz tega izhajamo, iz tega izhajamo naši zvoki, cirkulacija in mislim, da je to to, no.
Ja, no, kot inovacije se izvadijo, ne, tam za enimi splošnimi filo, drkađami, ne, kaj. No, ampak vse te poznam in vsi vedno dobrodošli na te evente. Milan tudi se še mi podpisal prisotno izjavo k cirkulaciji, veš, ker zdaj smo društvo, ne, zdaj smo uradna oseba, tako rekoč. Si vedel, a nisi na mailu?
Ja, nisem na mailu, vim pa, tako da, če bom postavil in vredo, če bomo videli, kako, kaj. to je formalno najbrž, veš pa lahko karkoli naredimo, pa lahko nas ne pogovorimo, ker nas mogoče tudi ne razumemo. Halo, Radio Helsinki, vi don't understand Slovenian language, and I say, we won't make much, I think we will take, do it, sound for you, we want to enjoy, maybe, if you want, and we want, we make music, or noise, or just something like this, sound, maybe some noise.
No tako, za tiste, ki ne vejo, pa je cirkulacija dve, danes smo gostitelji in trenutno stacionirani v Rogu. Inicijativa, ki pravimo nekako razvijati sistem nekakšnega horizontalnega oziroma komunalnega self-managementa oziroma odločanja. V tem trenutku se skušamo nekako priboriti do prostora kot en model, ki se ni tako zelo prisotni tukaj v Sloveniji, ampak je drugje. Se zdi, da smo tako ene vrste relevantna referenca, tako da bomo videli. Hkrati smo že tudi nastavili kakšne smernice za prihodnje, se pravi, pravim biti aktivni tudi še naprej. V tem trenutku se bomo podvrgli diktatu, česa že diktatu zaporednosti rajskega medija, in da spustili neki ko se reče srce parajočih vižev. Gospod Anđelković, lepo prosim, dajte neko mal. Hvala.
novih knjig.